I did mention this before we jump into this bizarre Kanye, Ye, Josh, and get ready to walk us through this story because, frankly, it is bizarre and awful. And really, if we want to talk it politically, I mean, this guy is a walking bomb. Get away from him. Every candidate out there. I don't care if the guy comes out and gives you all of his fortune, which he doesn't have much more of. In fact, when you look at how much money this guy lost this year alone, it's been a really tough year. Apparently, looking here, he has already lost $1.5 billion from his net worth since October. I mean, we're talking literally just it's a spiral. And on one hand, is it sad to see? Yes, they say he has mental health issues, and that is obviously very, very concerning, especially with a person of his public persona, his spotlight that he has. He needs help. It's very clear that the guy needs help. But at the end of the day, he's going to have to help himself. These candidates, these conservatives, these Republicans that are cozying up with Kanye for some reason because one day he decided to put on a Make America Great Again MAGA red hat, and now he's a friend of everyone, conservatives, Republicans, that's got to end. And let's just jump into the story real quick, and we'll come back to the other one I had. But Josh, he is in hot water. He's been in hot water. And conservatives and Republicans are now starting to wake up. Not everybody has been Team Kanye since day one, but it was interesting.
Yeah, it's been tough because you know they're going to use this against, you know, conservatives and people that, you know, lean right and all that. And you know how they do. They like to group everyone under the same umbrella. It doesn't matter if you have differing opinions and all that. They're going to group you with the same people. So if you like Kanye, chances are you're probably a right-wing extremist and now you love Hitler, right? And they're just going to use this for more ammo. They're going to use this for more insults and stuff. And it's just going to make, I guess, people that lean right, that are more conservative, it's going to make them look bad.
Yeah.
Because for the longest time, you've seen on Fox News, they kind of defend Kanye a little bit based on, not on this interview, of course, but like on the past. Like lately, I mean, he just had an interview, sit down with Tucker Carlson, I think it was a couple weeks ago or months ago, where he clarified, you know, what he did when he wore the white Lives Matter shirt on the runway, and how that was a, you know, kind of a good sign, I guess. He his message was a clear sign, and he's good friends with Candace Owens. So he has all this going for him of people that, on the right, that really, really support what he does. And so when he says things like this, it makes it really, really tough to back him up, especially now. And then, of course, now having to try to defend him, I can see this leading to a lot of people, you know, not wanting to defend him now. Now being like, you know what, he's gone a little bit off the rails, and it's time to kind of, you know, take a break on Kanye.
Yeah. Well, at first it was, well, what does he really mean by his bizarre statements? What does he mean by that? Because they're just going to jump the gun and say, hey, he is a racist, and because he now is hanging out with conservatives, Kanye's, you know, a racist, a bigot, all of these things. But Josh said they jumped straight to, well, you love Hitler. Well, the guy actually said that. I mean, no longer is it speculation. And here is Ye, or Kanye. He's on with the Alex Jones. And right there, I mean, that's going to be a wild conversation.
Yeah, just the fact he's on his program, people, I mean, you already see the headlines. He's on a right-wing conspiracy show, and it gets worse.
And apparently he was with Nick Fuentes as well, who was the third-party guest at Mar-a-Lago, where the president got in trouble last week, or was it earlier this week? It was over the weekend, and the trio had dinner together. That is not a good thing, because then also you have Milo Yiannopoulos. Also, not a great dude. Again, the right loves these people because a lot of times they're originally leftists. And then they come over to the right side, they see the light, and oftentimes we fall for the trap. Anyhow, he goes on InfoWars show, I believe it was yesterday. And here is what he had to say. Josh, let's play cut 4 and then we'll go to 5.
I don't think Hitler was a good guy. I get the Hugo Boss uniforms, amazing. But, I mean, just because you're in love with the design, you're a designer, can we just kind of say, like, you like the uniforms, but that's about it.
There's a lot of things that I love about Hitler. A lot of things. He, you know, it's like he had a really cool outfit and stuff, and he was a really good architect. And
And so you're in love with the look of it.
And he didn't kill 6 million Jews. That's just like factually incorrect.
Yeah, let's get the Ronald Reagan clip they showed me yesterday. Sorry, go ahead. Ronald Reagan said that too. Well, I think Hitler did target and kill some people. So I think, you know,
I think Obama killed Palestinians.
No, I hear you. Here's where I think the frustration is. And Nick, you can comment on this.
And Obama was not the first black president. He was another Jewish president.
Yikes.
Yeah. Abandon this ship. Run away from him. I mean, that's terrible. That's just, it is so anti-Semitic. And when you look at this, Josh, now you do have all of these Republicans that have kind of been like, well,
how do you defend that? Yeah, I mean, it's not like this is the media again making up, you know, wild headlines. No, he actually said he loves Hitler. How do you defend that?
He's an anti-Semite. At this point, you got to believe him. And you may disagree with me, and certainly I'll put you through. 901-260-5926. We can have that discussion. But we've got to be a party that's bigger than just the glitz and glamour of a celebrity. It's something because a lot of young people that I know, conservatives, I have some good friends that work for the great organization Turning Point USA. And they do a lot of great things. What I find a little bit concerning about some of their events, and this is not a broad brush, I'm being careful for a reason, but I think they are, and you see conservatives doing this, I don't know that they believe that their message is good enough alone, right? That their conservative values can stand on their own two feet because everything else is so flashy and so out there that I think Republicans and conservatives feel like they need to package up the message of conservative values and beliefs and make it sexy, make it cool, make it fresh. And that's why you see these events with TPUSA and they look like a Taylor Swift concert. And I'm going, okay, head scratcher. I don't know that you need to package the message of conservatism up in this box just to sell it.
So a couple thoughts just to finish off, I guess, what I think about this whole situation. My first thing is, the golden rule is never, ever apologize or even compliment Hitler, even if there are little things that I guess you can nitpick and say, oh, you know, that wasn't that bad. It doesn't matter. The golden rule is if you want to keep your career is never compliment that. Don't ever, you know, make it seem like you're a fan of it. And he pretty much just destroyed that yesterday. And I think the last thing for me is I'm looking at Candace Owens and I'm curious to know what her response is going to be, because for a lot of black conservatives who've really, really turned the tide because of her, I mean, she's a huge reason why there's been a big shift in, you know, the black community turning to conservative values and really running with it. You know, I'm looking at her and saying, well, what's your response? Because for the longest time, you know, they've been at the hip pretty much, very, very close with each other. She's obviously been a big supporter of his for a long time, and now they've been partners for a while. And, you know, she's been in a lot of situations where she's had to explain and apologize and even stand up for him. Well, what's she going to do now? And that's going to be something that's going to be really interesting from this end, is how she's going to respond to this, because I think she's a great leader. I think she's a really great role model. And so, you know, this is going to be really big for her and her career as well. So we'll see what happens with that.
I know they are friends, but if she's a friend, she would stop her friend from doing this.
Yeah, is she going to call him out?
Yeah, she needs to.